Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That was an excellent job by the referees. I mean, obviously, you're going to look at that thing enough times. Andy Hart would have just assumed that'd be a touchdown, by the way.
Yeah, kind of.
Don't review it. Don't look at it. Don't make sure you get the call right. Just whatever happens on the field, that's fine.
Yeah.
They would have lost the game.
I think
they would have been wrong.
I think they would win games because of it.
A lot of stuff will happen if they get the calls wrong all the time. Sure, teams will win and lose. That'll happen.
And it'll average out in the long run, and we won't have plays taken away. We won't have delayed gratification. It's a different world. You have trouble visualizing hypotheticals.
I do.
And alternate realities.
Oftentimes,
and
yes.
I've noticed that about you.
I'm not into that.
Right in front of me, square, to see it.
I just think that, you know, if you have a chance to get something right, you should try and get it right. I don't see what the value is in
and
getting
it. And if I
wrong.
Thought they always got it right, I would look at it differently.
Do you think they get it right more often now than they did before?
Well, yeah, because they have, but I think they get replay wrong a decent amount. I really, like, what did you think
perfect.
Of your Colorado game?
What about
that
it?
That one, the 1 foot catch on the sideline that they reviewed, and whoever the expert guy is like, oh, this is definitely a catch. And then they're like, nope, that's not a catch.
Definitely not a catch. I thought there was, there was a couple of those. And there was a couple of those all throughout Sunday yesterday,
that.
Too. Fine. But it's not going to be perfect. I'm not expecting it to be perfect. I just think they should strive for that. They should strive to get it as right as they possibly can. I don't think that they should abandon that for the convenience of an extra couple minutes. And, you know, they're just trying to sell more ads anyway. It's a way to do that.
And so I will say they've expedited the process in most sports.
Yeah.
I think the NBA might want to look into expediting it. But I think football, more and more, since they've done all this stuff where they all have communications, and it's like, boom, boom, yeah, we got that wrong. We changed it. We fixed it. Don't worry. Stop yelling. We fixed it. We got it right kind of thing. More than these true – remember, like, the old days? Guys got to run over to a hood that's in the far – like, that was really annoying. So they have improved on that.
Yeah.
But Gesicki dropped the ball.
He did. He dropped
just
it.
Just flat out Gesicki, who – Patriots fans, you're probably disappointed in him for last year because a lot of people had high hopes of what he was going to be in a Patriots offense. He was not, and I know they were talking him up in Cincinnati. I am forever going to believe that guy's just not a very good football player. He teases you with talent and size and speed and athleticism.
Yeah.
He's just not a good football
player.
He's
got the tools. He hasn't really ever put it together. That's
nope.
true. He had the same amount of receiving yards as Tanner Hudson. and also a screw-up near the end zone, which also Tanner Hudson had on a play where he could have just moonwalked into the end zone. Instead, he puts the exposes the ball, has it punched out by Kyle Duggar, who was also on coverage there with Kosicki, and just an overall brutal day for the Cincinnati Bengal tight ends.
Yep.
The question here now, and it's one that I think people have brought up, and I heard people talking about it this morning, were the Patriots just recipients of some good old-fashioned luck?
Just recipients of good? No.
Is that the only reason they won the game? Because they got lucky?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. They established a game plan. They set a tone on both sides of the ball, running the ball, being physical, hitting, swarming. I don't know. Maybe just the swarming played a role, like the way they were hitting play after play, like that butterfly effect mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Did they get lucky? Were there fortunate plays? Absolutely. I would argue if you really did a play-by-play of every game ever played, there was luck in both directions.
Totally.
Right? Like,
that doesn't always determine the game. Like,
not at all.
But in this case, you could say that there was a couple of plays, and it was really two or three plays that decided the game.
If I'm Joe Burrow, I'm pissed. Because he basically threw touchdown passes on – were those consecutive plays?
It was that same drive. I think it was consecutive plays, yeah.
So he throws two touchdown passes, in my opinion, and he has no touchdown passes on the day.
His tight ends are just like, nope.
Right. Like,
sorry, guys.
So that's bad luck for them, good luck for the Patriots, but the totality of the rest – the Bengals didn't play well enough to overcome their mistakes, mm-hmm. and the Patriots played more than well enough to take advantage of the couple breaks they got over the course of the day. So the just part would, they got lucky. They didn't just get lucky.
Yeah, it was part of why they won, but it wasn't the whole reason that they won. I also thought Cardona's hit on that return of the Charlie Jones kid, that was a perfect hit.
Textbook.
Right on the ball. I mean, you can't teach it any better than
that. Oh, captain, my captain.
I don't remember him ever making a tackle before.
I don't really either. It's funny you say that. He's been the long snapper for, 9 years now?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Long time. He's one of the oldest guys in the team.
Now, Gerard mentioned that this morning, and he mm-hmm. said something flippant like, yeah, we just told him to, like, run down and hit the guy with the ball or something.
It's like, oh, yeah, okay.
And I was like, did Bill not tell him that? Did they not tell him that in the past?
Whatever you do. Right?
Did Joe Judge not mention that? Run down and hit the guy with the ball?
Under any circumstances, don't hit anybody.
Yeah, like.
Especially not the guy with the ball.
And he's like, hey, I wish Judge had told me this, like, 8 years ago. I'd have a lot more plays in this league. But no, that was a fun play. Now, again, the flip side of that is, and CBS was on this immediately, mm-hmm. the Bengals lost two fumbles last year. They lost two fumbles in this game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that tells you the way they're playing and the atmosphere and the Patriots taking it and all of that. But that was a forced fumble. That was a true crown of your helmet on the football, old school, what they teach you. Well, I don't know if they even teach that anymore. I don't know if they're allowed to teach it in this whole day and age.
Crown of the helmet stuff, I feel like,
yeah.
is frowned upon.
It used to be get your head across into the football. Like, mm-hmm. you're coming across. And I don't think they teach that anymore, but Joe Cardona clearly knows it, did it, and thankfully his coach, the Midas Touch Mayo,
yep.
told him to run down and hit the guy with the ball.
All right, looking ahead to next weekend, the Patriots are currently home dogs as Seattle's coming to town. They are 3.5-point road favorites. They beat the Denver Broncos this past week. It wasn't a great win. They didn't cover the 6.5, which I didn't love. And Bo Nix didn't have a great game against them. He threw a couple interceptions, did have a rushing touchdown, which is what ended up being a backdoor cover there. Geno Smith was sacked a couple of times, threw an interception, had a touchdown on 171 yards, ran for a touchdown. And the star of that game, much like the star of the Patriots game, was the running back, Kenneth Walker, who had 103 yards on 20 carries, a rushing touchdown, and five-plus yards per carry. It was pretty similar, I'd say. It looked at similar-looking teams there. I think the Patriots' defense is better than Seattle's. I think that they will be better than them going forward. I don't know that it's going to be such a big difference that you really notice it in this game coming up this weekend, but does this make you think any differently, or did you already think any differently about the Seahawks in that matchup in Week 2?
Oh, I absolutely thought this was a winnable game. If you were trying to figure out where wins might come for this team, I did not have Week 1, but mm-hmm. I did have Week 2 as a winnable game. And it's interesting the challenges these two teams will face. First-year head coaches, defensive-minded head coaches. You know, everybody around here was trying to ask the question, could Jacoby Brissett be Geno Smith? Like, what if he plays? He didn't write back. People wrote him off, that whole Geno Smith thing. And Geno Smith is still doing the Geno Smith thing. Now they got to come across. How do these two teams deal with success is another question.
Right.
With first-year coaches and some turnover on the roster and transitional environment. I would also say
similar situations.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of similarities, but I think that benefits the Patriots. So if they're similar, well, the one thing that isn't similar is you're going to have your home opener. I think you're going to have shouldn't I expect kind of a rockin' Gillette Stadium?
I would think.
Like, if I'm a fan, I'm appreciative of what they did, but I'm also realistic of I might not go into a game feeling great too many times.
Yeah.
So, like, lean into this. Steer into this. Enjoy this. It's one of the things I said with Fitzy postgame that I liked about this win. I think maybe the dynasty has been kind of now cleansed,
mm-hmm.
where you can just enjoy a 16-10 surprise win on opening day. You don't have to say, oh, we blew them out, or we dominated, or we looked great, or even say, this is going to mean we're going to be the number one seed and win 12 games. No. Just enjoy it for what it was. A game you didn't expect to win that they won.
Yeah.
Feel good. Like, take that energy and feel it and use it. And I think that's a good thing, and I would say that rolling into Sunday.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Enjoy going to a game where you think they have a chance to win. They're coming off a win. There's excitement. The, you know, the weather will probably be good. I think it's supposed to be 76 or something.
That's
I saw.
Nice.
Like, nice early fall day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know.
Fitzy's going to be up there in the parking lot with his Pat Patriots suit
right.
painted on his bare body.
And
it's going to be hot.
He'll tell anybody who listened that he picked them to win week one, which I'm not sure he did or didn't or really believed it, or if it was shtick, if it was Nick Stevens or Fitzy the character who did that. There's a lot of questions with Fitzy.
I never heard that declared. Like, I never heard him declare it.
That's what
Stiz declared it.
I'd like to know, is he in any knockout pools? Did you take the Patriots? Because if you were shows...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sure, they were going to win. You should have taken the Patriots like sure. Stiz did.
Do you have a betting slip that
we can
take a look
something.
At? Some sort of receipt. That's what I'd like.
Not just, I'm Fitzy. I always pick the Patriots. Oh, I picked them and they won, so I get to take it. No, screw you. Anyway.
I did a weasel move, by the way.
I'm not surprised.
I threw down $10 after they scored the first touchdown.
Wow.
I did. And I know that's not necessarily like I had to wait. I needed a 7-point buffer before I could actually believe in my team.
Okay.
But I did it. I did it. And I won. And I'll take it. So there you go.
And that's what fans should be doing.
And I do have a receipt of that. It's not impressive. But
take the opportunity and run with it.
Right.
Like even really good fans probably had doubts, right?
I
think there's really optimistic people and really positive people who are real fans who probably thought this team was only going to win 4 games.
Yeah.
And now they're like, huh. Are they bet? Was I getting caught up in the negativity? Did I let myself get dragged down by Andy Hart? Did he ruin it for me? Should I have thought this was a 9-win team coming into the season?
If you or someone you know has been influenced by Andy Hart,
yeah,
call us right now at 1-800.
I actually
Andy Hart sucks.
that should be a number. I actually do want to take some credit for the joy fans got yesterday.
Oh, you do, do you?
Because I think I created an atmosphere where expectations were very low, and then you went out and won, and you were very happy with that. Mm-hmm. So I
like a say goodnight to the bad guy type of thing.
So
right?
I will say you're welcome to all of you fans who enjoyed yesterday's win. I gave you that joy you are feeling.
Very good. All right, 617-779-7937.
Where's the quarterback?
I don't know where he is. But let's talk to some. Let's talk to the people in the meantime. Charlie is in Boston. Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, you guys hear me?
Loud and clear, Charlie. What's up?
Beautiful. Great show so far. But, yeah, you guys hitting the nail on the head. The bar being low is actually really nice because the win today, it wasn't – or yesterday, it wasn't beautiful. It wasn't pretty, but a win's a win. And, like, the bar was just set so low for us that anything even remotely good is beautiful.
All right, thanks for the call, Charlie. I don't know what's going on in the background, but it sounded kind of haunting.
Demons or something.
Like you were in a haunted house. Yeah, like you were being dragged to another realm or something along those lines. The topic line said, average QB play is nothing to celebrate. I disagree. I think you should celebrate.
He just was positive. That was his
line? And he was just doing that. That's what it said on the topic line. So maybe he changed his tune. Either way, it was average QB play. It wasn't otherworldly quarterback play. You didn't watch that and think, wow, this guy's really redefining the way you play quarterback in the league. No one thinks that, and no one's going to think that this year. If he can be average.
Who said you need otherworldly quarterback play?
Well, you know.
These are all the spoiled
people.
That's
what you're hoping for with Drake May, right? You hope he comes in
someday.
And he's otherworldly and he becomes a great quarterback
but
in the league.
This spoiled perspective where people think Josh Allen isn't good because he didn't win a Super Bowl yet, or Joe Burrow isn't good, or all these guys aren't that good, that you have to win a Super Bowl, you have to win MVPs to be good. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to believing
those spoiled Bengals fans.
let's go back to believing Drew Bledsoe was a good quarterback, the best quarterback you ever had until mm-hmm. Tom Brady arrived, right?
Sure.
And when Drew Bledsoe qualifies as a wild card for the playoffs, you should be excited. You should buy a t-shirt and buy a hat and buy tickets, right?
Yeah.
That's the world we should get back to, where wins are actually appreciated. Wins became taken for granted around here for a long, long time, right?
Absolutely.
You didn't start paying attention until, well, what's our seeding going to be post-Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Are we going to be the number one seed, or are we going to have a bye? No.
2007, you don't have to watch the second half.
Right. Pay attention. Here's the directive or the expectation as it should be. You want to be invested in your team because
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are. They want to buy jerseys. They want to watch every game.
Yep.
Sit on the edge of your couch. You will have no idea what's going to go on, right? It may go poorly. Drake may have to come in. Just enjoy football. Enjoy the 3 hours for whatever it is. Good, bad, suck, not suck, fun suck, boring suck. All the things we've talked about, right?
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. Can we get back to that?
Absolutely.
I'm
back to it already.
We've taken things for granted for way too long around here, and I've had enough. I'm done with it.
Joe is in Melrose. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. So I was really excited about yesterday's win. I was on the edge of my seat. I was really happy about the offensive line. And I think what it allows them to do is it allows them to put Drake May into the game without fear that he's going to get injured. And one last thing, can I get an amen for instant replay? Because that won us the game.
Yes, I agree. I think without instant replay, that game goes the other way. And I was also encouraged by the offensive line. I think Mayo made it pretty clear that they're not putting Drake May in there. Brissett's their guy until he's not. And they have a plan for Drake May, and as of today, anyway, it looks like both of those things are going just fine. I mean, Brissett was good enough out there, and you can justify it by saying, you know, this is the guy that we're going with. He won us the game, and we're going to stick with our plan with Drake May and not have to go back on it. I think that's clearly what happened.
So I don't want to be Mr. Negativity, but it just comes so naturally, so I might as well, right? Jacoby Brissett ran 7 times for 32 yards. Not all of those were designed runs. Do you believe any of those were designed runs?
I don't think any of them were.
Okay. So
I don't think a single one of them were. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he had 7 runs and 24 pass drops backs. So that's 31 plays. So you believe the seven runs were pass plays that he had to run for his life?
Yes.
Okay. So he dropped back 31 times. He ran 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
Another 7 times he was hit.
It's like one-third of the – well, a little less than that.
No. 14 out of 31 passes.
Out of getting hit, right. Yeah, okay. Sure.
So one out of every 2 times he dropped back to pass, he was running for his life or getting hit, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is that the offensive line that you're sure you want to put Drake May behind?
No, I would say no, but I also think that it may have also been his guys weren't getting open. There was a lot of times where he's standing back there, he had time, and he was looking around, and he didn't get the ball out.
Same thing might happen with Drake May, though.
Absolutely.
So, and Jacoby Brissett got hit pretty hard a couple times. For all I know, he's in the training room. Maybe that's why he's late here.
He's
icing.
That play where he slid? I mean, that looked like that hurt.
Oh, absolutely.
That looked like it did not feel good.
No, he took some pops, and he's a big guy. That's the other thing.
Right.
He's a big guy. He can take some. He's a mature guy. Probably knows the difference, like knows what a bad hit is. That's another aspect. I always think of young players, especially at the NFL level. Mm-hmm. Drake May's never really been hit NFL style.
Yeah.
Like, there's a big hit coming where he's going to have to do the, Is everything still, does that attach? Does that still work? You know what I mean? He doesn't know what NFL hits feel like. So
you go to throw and your arm just goes limp.
Right.
Like, oh, wait a minute. That doesn't look good.
I'm not sure I'm as optimistic as the caller is about the O-line and like, that's the O-line I want to put Drake May out behind. 14 out of 31 passes, he was either hit or running for his life.
All right, Tom is in Boston. Go ahead, Tom.
Tom. Guys, love the radio. You guys do a great job.
We love the radio too, Tom. Thank you.
That's the alternate name for us.
I love it. You guys are the best. I listen all the time. Andy, you're fake news. I just want to let you know.
Okay.
You were wrong about the Patriots offensive line. You were wrong about the receivers. They do get open. In fact, they were the Patriot receivers do get open. They get open.
That dominant passing game.
Can't choose who to throw.
Will you let him go, Hart? Please, Tom. Go ahead.
He's making no sense.
Gerard Mayo, bad coach. Wrong. He's
wrong.
A great
I never
coach.
Called him a bad coach.
In the NFL. Mm-hmm. He absorbed the Patriot way. He's the new age Patriot way. It's amazing.
Best call ever.
He said the Patriots were tanking for the first round draft pick.
Never
wrong.
Said they were
they're
tanking.
Actually in first place and they're winning.
I never
so
said
I just wanted you to know I do love you, but you're fake news and you
fake
should
news.
Try to do better.
All right, okay. Tom, thanks for the call, and I just want to say, Stiz,
was anything right?
If we could set up like one of those Kremlin phones that they have in the White House where it's like just a red phone and you just pick it up and you get directly connected to the president, if we could have one of those for Tom in Boston so that he can call and rip Andy Hart and make up stuff that he said anytime he wants to, that would really make my day.
1-800-HART-SUCKS.
That would be, yes, 1-800-HART-SUCKS.
Hey, let's get it.
And let's have Tom have one of those Kremlin phones because that was tremendous.
You know,
I don't remember you saying a lot of that stuff that he said.
No.
But it doesn't matter. I'm not going to ruin a good call with the truth.
He was on a roll, and that's the best part. Even with me trying to interrupt him, he just kept
going.
He put his head
away,
down like Marshawn Lynch, right? He was just going to find that end zone sooner or later, and I give him credit for that. Now I'm not sure I said almost anything that he said. Hey, I'm here to play a role in a show.
And that is to be fake news.
Apparently, I'm fake news.
Which I didn't know we were still saying that. Well, there you go.
That's true. That's a little bit dated.
I know. It's kind of an old one. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Tom Brady made his broadcast debut yesterday on the Cleveland Browns-Dallas Cowboy games. I'll be honest with you. I didn't sit and just watch the whole game. I caught clips of it on Red Zone. But that was all I needed to hear. We'll get to that next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,